Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Siman Reish Nun Vav. We are in the beginning of page 54. Siman Reish Nun Vav is Shesh Tekios Shayu Token Be'er Shabbos, the six tekios that they used to blow with the shofar on Erev Shabbos. So the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Kishahoyu Yisrael b'Yeshuvon, when Klal Yisrael was settled in their land, Hayu Token b'Erev Shabbos Shesh Tekios. They used to blow on Erev Shabbos six Tekios, Kedei Lahavdil Esahom Min HaMelacha, in order to separate the people of the nation from doing Melacha. So it was a warning, it was a sign to get ready for Shabbos and to stop doing Melacha. They had the six Tekios on Erev Shabbos. The Rama says, Menogu b'Kehilos HaKadoshos, and the holy congregations are Noheg, Shekoshu Samuch L'Shabbos Kechatz, that as it's getting closer to Shabbos, either a half hour or an hour before Shabbos, the Shal Tzibur will announce that it's time to get ready for Shabbos. And that's in the place of the tekios that they used to have in their days. And that's how it should be, the minhag in all places. So there should be someone announcing that it's time to get ready for Shabbos in all places. That would be appropriate, says the Rama. Says the Mishabura Sekot and Aleph Somuch L'Shabbos Kachatz Yisho. This is going in the Rama that says, in place of the six tekios that they used to have to warn people to stop doing malacha, that there's a minhag in some places that they have an announcement a half hour before Shabbos. Hainu Chatz Yisho Kodem Sheneskasa HaShemesh Meitanu. That means to say it's a half hour before the sun gets hidden from us. And that is the announcement of the Shel Tzibur to all the members of the city that they should see to it to get ready for Shabbos now. This half hour before the sun is hidden from us is a half hour before Shkiah. Says the Mishaburavaitu Lubale Malachos. And those who are working in Malacha, Roy Lishloach Ish Levatel Osa Mimalachta Mikodem. It is fitting to send out a person as a messenger to get them to stop doing their work even earlier, Dahainu Shtei Shosu Mechza Kodem Tseza Gochavim. And that time should be 2.5 hours before Tseza Gochavim. Shuzman Mincha Ketana. That is the time of Mincha Ketana, 2.5 hours before Tseis. Vikanal Besimen Reish Nun Aleph. So besides the announcement that's made a half hour before Shkia to get people to get ready for Shabbos, they should also send someone out to the people who are doing their malacha 2.5 hours before Tzeis HaKochavim, that they should get ready for Shabbos and close their stores. That is the Zman of Mincha Ketana. That's approximately an hour and a quarter before the sun gets covered. That's an hour and a quarter before Shkia. Od Kosova Magen Avron. The Magen Avron writes further, it is fitting for the store owners to close up their stores about an hour before Shabbos, because there's great stumbling that could happen if you don't do this. Now, if you look in the Shaar Tzion, Oz Gimli points out, this Magen Avraham that says that it's really for store owners to close up their shops like an hour before Shabbos. And Oz Gimli, he writes, Hainu Shah Kodem Ashkia. This means an hour before Shkia. Vizeu Gamkein Berachanal. This is like the time that was just mentioned before. Umashikosov Magen Avraham Shah, that which the Magen Avraham says an hour. Emsher de Bizmanu Hayu Nohogim Lahaktim Tfilas Arvis Ber Shabbos Shah Melta Kodem Alayla. It could be in the days of the Magen Avraham, they were knowing to daven the Mariv for Shabbos already, an hour and a half before the nighttime. V'imkein yeh besacha kol shtayim u'mechza. And then when he says an hour before, it would end up being 2.5 hours before Tzeis HaKochavim, which would match the time that we said before by the Zman of Mincha Ketana, the stores already should be closing. Or it could be what the Magen Avraham over here means when he says an hour before, that the Magen Avraham is coming to stop the nation from doing some of the things that they're doing bad, at least in a little bit. In order to stop them to do what they're used to. In other words, really, they should ideally close their stores 2.5 hours before Tzeis HaKochavim, because that's the Zman of Mincha Ketana. But the Magen Avraham is coming to say over here that an hour before Shabbos they should close, at least if we can get them to do that, so that would be at least a start. So there's two pshatim over here, and what it means, that the Magen Avraham says it's fitting for store owners Shabbos to close up their shops, Kimosha Kodem HaShabbos, does that mean Mincha Ketana? And he's saying an hour before Shabbos because they used to accept Shabbos an hour and a half early. So an hour before that, that's 2.5 hours before Tzitzak L'Chavim. And that would be the same Zman that we just said before, 2.5 hours before it says, which is Mincha Ketana. Or does he really mean just an hour before Tzitzak L'Chavim? And really, he's just coming to limit it. Really, they should close up shop Mincha Ketana, which is 2.5 hours before, but at least if you can get them to close an hour before, at least that would be better. So back to the Mishnah Berurah in the last skinny line, the reason why we're getting so concerned that the store owner should close up their shops early, ki gedola hamachashela, because there's great stumbling that could happen. And he gives a couple of examples, shalefa'amim bas sar echad, because sometimes a non-Jewish officer will come, v'nimsha chamasu matan atshecha sheikha mamish, and the dealings, the handling with the goy will go all the way until Shabbos really starts, and that's going to be a problem, therefore we want them to close out their shops early. Umilvadza, besides this concern about the goyish sar coming, according to what the custom is, that women, when they come back from the stores, rochatzos, veloshos, big day Shabbos, they wash themselves, and they get on their Shabbos clothing, kodem adlokas anderos, before they light candles, v'mis'acharu milotzes, and if they're going to delay in going out, yovo chas v'sholom l'sveik chilul Shabbos, if the stores are open too late, by the time the women get home, we are worried about a suffix of chilul Shabbos, u'beprapi yom ha'katzarim, specifically in the winter, short Fridays. Al kein mehanochon meot sheyakdim mulotzes. Therefore, the very proper thing to do is to go out earlier and to close up the shops, and the women should go shopping earlier in the day. Va'odos kabbalah Shabbos gam ken yesh kilkul. In terms of kabbalah Shabbos in general, there's also a kilkul going on. Sherov ha'am yeshlem heter betos. Most of the nation has some kind of heter by mistake. Shakol o chelo amru baruchu. They think that so long that they didn't say baruchu. O kabbalah Shabbos kefianog biyameinu or kabbalah Shabbos like we are knowing. Osin kolatzarach lehem l'Shabbos. They're still doing their Shabbos preparations. Afal pishu lag l'mamish. Even though it's really nighttime. V'alkein yesh lahaktim l'kabbal Shabbos. Therefore, one should be makabbal Shabbos early. V'ein lahamtin al odom godol shadayin lobo. And you shouldn't wait for the Rav or the Adam Gadol who didn't come to Shul yet. If Migiyas Man Shal Kabbalah Shabbos, if the Zman for Kabbalah Shabbos is there, just start davening with Adam. Ki Zechus Hu Lo Shelo Yischalo Shabbos Al Yado. It's a Zrei Zechus for that Adam Gadol that people are Shnapi Mechal Shabbos because of him, and therefore this is not a time to be waiting for someone. You get going earlier. To summarize, the Mishnah Berurah is saying Bekitzer that although we have a person announcing nowadays in the place of the Sheish Tekios, we have an announcement a half hour before to get ready for Shabbos, but l'maisa, the stores should be closed early as Mincha Ketana, and we had two major concerns. Number one is the sar, that's a goy, is going to come and handle with them and is going to delay the store to stay open once Shabbos comes. Or number two, stam, we want to close the shops early because women go shopping, they come home and they first get ready for Shabbos and light candles, and if the stores are open too late, their whole day gets delayed and it leads to possible chil Shabbos chas v'sholom. Then he just adds off in the end, says the Mishnah Berurah that in terms of Kabbalah Shabbos, some people make a mistake also. They think that until they made Kabbalah Shabbos or Baruch Hu, that it's still not Shabbos, even though it's really nighttime, and therefore one should be careful that the shul should already make Kabbalah Shabbos earlier, not wait for anyone. That way we prevent any problems of Chil Shabbos. Sivkotan Beis B'chol Mokum, the Ramah ended off and said, V'chein Roy Linog B'chol Mokum, this is the proper way to be Nohig, to have the person going around announcing to get ready for Shabbos in all places. Kedei shelo yavo Yisrael lidei chilul Shabbos. That way, Klai Yisrael will not come to chilul Shabbos. Obekihilos gedolos mode in the very large kehilos sheiyev shalahachris. We can't just make one announcement; no one's going to hear you. So nochum maod sheyimotzu anoshim amisnadvim ba'om. It's proper, very much so, to find people that will donate their time. Leilech ulezareis b'chol rechovos kirya aldvar skiras achanuyos adlakas aneres. The people that will go around, I mean, bizarres people in all the streets of the city, that they should close up their shops and they should light candles. V'ka'es nimtza kem bekama ayoros gedolos. And nowadays we find this in some big cities. Chaburos kedoshos, these holy groups, ham yusados al hashkochas v'shabbos, that were set up to watch over the preventing of Chil Shabbos. Va'ashrei chelkom, praiseworthy is their portion. Ki heim mizakim es Yisrael avim shebeshamayim. They're helping Klai Yisrael connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yisko avur zeh ha'mischaskim tomid b'mitzvah zu levonim gedola Yisrael. And the Chavos Chaim ends and says that people who are getting involved in this, helping people properly start Shabbos and not get involved with Chil Shabbos, they're going to be zeicha because of this to have children that are Gedolei Yisrael. And if you're looking at Shaar Tzion Vav, he writes, "Ukein ma'asha omer b'gemara Shabbos chav gimel amabez." Like the Gemara Shabbos says chav gimel amabez, hazoyer ben there, one who's careful about near Shabbos and their Chanukah Rashi says over there, will be zeicha to abonim tamidei chachamim. Visham halo haya zohir rak ba'atzmo. That Gemara is talking about a person who is careful himself with Adlokas Neros. Kol shekein bazeshu mizake tomid l'rabim b'nei Yisrael. Certainly over here in the case we're discussing, he's not only being careful himself, he's being mizake the whole rabbin and making sure everyone is mekabel Shabbos at the right time. V'gam omru chazal gabi elkono. Chazal also tell us an amazing thing about elkono. Kishaya ola l'regel b'chol shana, when he went to do aliyah l'regel every year, haya mechavim b'chol pam l'zares es Yisrael. On his way up to Aliyah Regel, he would mechazik other Yidden to go up and do the mitzvah of Aliyah Regel with him. Hashem said to Elkanah, you had a kavana to be mezake klai Yisrael, ani otzi mimcha ben shiyazake es Yisrael ufonai. I am going to bring out from you a son that's going to be mezake Klal Yisrael in front of me. V'zocha v'yotza menu Shmuel. And because of that, he was zocha that Shmuel Anavi came out of him. So we see over here the tremendous chus that a person has if he's mezaka others to start Shabbos on time and to be careful to avoid chilul Shabbos. He's zocha l'bonim gedolei Yisrael. That concludes Siman Reish Nun Vav, and now we're going to begin Siman Reish Nun Zayin. We're still on page 54. Siman Reish Nun Zayin is Dinei Hatmonas Chamin. It's the halacha of insulating hot food on Shabbos. Says the Mechaber Sif Aleph, Ein Tomnim B'Shabbos Afilu B'Dover She'enu Mosav Hefel. One is not allowed to insulate food on Shabbos, even in materials that do not add heat. So it's just insulating it to keep the heat that's already there inside. Even that is going to be usher on Shabbos. Aval b'safek chashecha, but when it's only ben hashmoshos, it's a safek whether it's Shabbos or not, tom nimbo, then we will do hatmona in something that's not mosav hevel. V'ein tonim b'dover ha-mosav hevel afilu mibod yom. But if you want to insulate a food in something that adds heat to the food, then even before Shabbos, it's usher. So on Shabbos, so it's going to be usher afilu b'dover she'enu mosav hevel. But if something that's mosav hevel, not only is it usher on Shabbos for sure, but even before Shabbos on Friday, it's usher to do atmana in something that is mosav hevel. V'in hitman b'dover ha-mosav hevel, if one did insulate his food with something that adds heat, even before Shabbos, hatavshil usher afilu b'dieved, that dish that was insulated is usher even b'dieved. V'davcha b'tzonein sheneschamim, but that's specifically by something that was cold, like I heated up. Ocean it's stomach viofalo, or it continued cooking and it got better. Aval ba'ome b'chamimuso kishar rishona mutter, but if it only retains its heat like it was before, then the dish would be mutter. That's what we'll stop on the top for today, and let's see the mishaburas now and a few very important notes. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph on the first point of the Mechaber that you cannot do hatmana on Shabbos even with something that's not mosav hevel. Ein tomnim la'achar shenisbashel hatavshel, after a dish was cooked, rotzer la'atmino, you want to insulate it, bedover sheyishmor chumo, in something that will retain its heat, kigon becharim uchsasas v'kadome, like in pillows or cushions or something similar, that will insulate it, will keep the heat inside, that is Osir. The Osru Lasos came b'Shabbos. Chazal said you cannot do that on Shabbos. The time of the reason is the Shema Yimtza Os Kedei Rosel Tunenes. The Articha, you might go to insulate your dish and realize, oh no, it's really cold, and then you're going to do something that's going to actually heat it up. So you might be thinking, all I'm doing is insulating with something that's not Mosav Hevel, but we're worried if you get involved in such a way with your dish to insulate it, to keep the heat in, you might find the cold and you might heat it up, Dechayev Mishum Mevashel, and then you'll be over the Isser of Bishel. And even according to the one that says you wouldn't be chayef for bishul in that case anyway, since it was ready cooked one time, and we hold ein bishul achar bishul, even according to that man, there's still a concern, because the concern is, then maybe you're going to heat it up on a fire and you're going to stoke the coals. So even if there's no iser of the bishul, because ain't bishul achar bishul, but you certainly can't do havara, you can't be stoking the coals, which is causing them to ignite, that would be a separate iser daraisa of havara. So either way, whether there's a concern of bishul or there's a concern of havara, we don't want you insulating something on Shabbos, even if it's something that just keeps the heat in, because you might find it cold and it will lead either to an iser daraisa of bishul or it'll lead to an iser daraisa of havara. Now, if you look in the Shaar HaTzion over here in Oz Gimel, he writes, this is the Magen Avraham b'shem the Rosh, Ulefiza, according to this, Afilu hu davar yavesh. Here we're discussing in the Mishabura something that's liquid. There is a discussion of Yesh Bishl Achar Bishl, Ein Bishl Achar Bishl, but something that's a solid, it's a davar yavesh, it's something that's dry, De Lukuli Alma Ein Bazem Mishum Bishl, where according to everyone there's Ein Bishl Achar Bishl, Gam Kein Aser Lahatmin, according to this reason, that we're worried that you might heat it up in something with coals, and you might stoke the coals, and the problem is Havara, so even if it is a food that is fully cooked and it is dry, where according to everyone there's no concern of bishul achar bishul, it would still be aser because the concern will be shemi yechata and you'll be over on havara. Sivkatan beis aval besafek hashecha, we said when it's only ben hashmashel, it's safek dark. So then hatmana in a davar sheinu mosav hevel is mutter. Ayin lekamon besimin reish samach aleph sif aleph ba'go b'mashek asad nusham. We'll see more details about this time period of safek hashecha later on in simin reish samach aleph. Tom Nimbo, again, this is going in the time of Savich Hashecha, you are allowed to atmana. The reason is, the stam kederos ben hashmoshos roschos heim. The average dish ben hashmoshos is boiling hot, because you just accepted Shabbos, so most dishes are boiling hot, v'lekele migzer ha'gzeira hanal, therefore there's no makom for this gzeira. Our whole gzeira is that you might go on Shabbos to insulate a pot, and you might find that it has cooled off. That's only once Shabbos started. There's some time since you turned off your oven, so it might have taka cooled off by then, and then we have that concern. But if it's Ben Hashmashos, where you just turned off the fire, so then we are not worried that you're going to find it cooled off already, and there's no makom for the gzeira, and therefore Hatmana during his man of Safek Hashecha will be mutter. Then the Mechaber said that you cannot do Hatmana on a dover that's most of Hevel, even if you're doing it on Friday. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Dalid, Hainu Litzarach Shabbos. We're talking about doing Atmana in a dover on most of Hevel before Shabbos for the purposes of eating that food on Shabbos. That's when it's Aser. Aval Litzarach Motzoi Shabbos. But if you're doing it on Erev Shabbos for after Shabbos, you're not planning on eating this food on Shabbos at all. Muchach Misimin Tofresh Tesbago. It's clear from later on in the Ramah. De'ein Matminin B'chol Gavni. Then you can't do Atmana at all, even if it's something that's not most of Hevel, Kain Kosova Magen Avram. So we have here an interesting thing that we're saying over here, that on Erev Shabbos you can't do Hatmana. In a Dover HaMos of Hevel, that's when you want to have the food on Shabbos. But if you want to have the food Motzei Shabbos, it's even more Chomer, you can't do any Hatmana. Not only if it's Mos of Hevel, even if it's Eino Mos of Hevel, you can't insulate a pot with a Dover She'eino Mos of Hevel on Erev Shabbos for the purposes of eating it on Motzei Shabbos. And note number 4 explains this. If you turn the page, note number 4 explains this psak. Shom Kosav HaRamah, there the Ramah writes in Hilchos Yom Kippur, She'ein Lahatman Me Erev Yom Kippur Litzorach Motzei Yom Kippur. You shouldn't insulate a dish on Erev Yom Kippur for the purpose of eating it after Yom Kippur. Ubatam Adover Kosav Magen Avraham Shon. The Magen Avraham Shon over there explains the reason is, She'nira HaDover Ki'ilu Atav His Bashil Be Yom Kippur Litzorach Chol. It looks like you're cooking on Yom Kippur for Chol, because you're insulating it before Yom Kippur. So on Yom Kippur, you see an insulated dish. It looks like you cooked it on Yom Kippur for Chol. So the Magen Avraham writes, Shelochein Gam Atmana Be Erev Shabbos Litzorach Motzoi Shabbos Nechsheves Ke Atmana Mi Shabbos L'Chol Vasura. So the same way the Ramah says over there, you can't do Atmana on Erev Yom Kippur for after Yom Kippur. So the Magen Avraham explains that the reason is it looks like you cooked on Yom Kippur for after Yom Kippur. So that same reason, says the Magen Avraham, it will apply also that you can't do Atmana on Erev Shabbos for after Shabbos. It looks like you cooked on Shabbos for after Shabbos. Back to the Mishabura, Achtoma al Zeh. But he is wondering about this, the Magen Avraham, umasik durak chumruhu shenogu kein velo medina. And the Magen Avraham comes out of maskana that it's only a chumru that they're knowing not to do it from before Shabbos to after Shabbos, even in a davar shein most of hevel, it's not the ikar adin. Ve'ayim belavush ve'yirab shom mashakosu bazel. Look in the levush and yirab over there what they write about this. U'adidu, and according to them, bevadai mutter lahatmin l'tzarech motzoi Shabbos. According to them, it's for sure mutter to do atmana before Shabbos for motzoi Shabbos. Shabbos, ve'ein shom afilu minog lahachmir. According to them, there wouldn't even be a minog to be machmir. What's the pshat over there? So if you look at note number 6 on the next page, he writes, Shom Kosvu, there they write, She'ikir atam she'osru lahatman be'erev Yom Kippur. They say a different reason why it's osru to do atman on Erev Yom Kippur. Not like we saw before, because it looks like you're cooking from Yom Kippur to Chol, but rather, humishum she'nire k'ra'avton. You look like a glutton, b'mashalot achar achilo. You look like a glutton, you can't wait for your food to take care of it after Yom Kippur. You have to prepare it before Yom Kippur, for after Yom Kippur. And that's why atman is osru before Yom Kippur, for after Yom Kippur. Ve'eno rotze lahatman b'motso Yom Kippur ad sh- He doesn't want to wait till Motzei Yom Kippur until the food's going to get cooked to you. He's such a glutton, it has to be ready. If that's the reason why the Ramah says you can't do Atmana before Yom Kippur, for after Yom Kippur, that's a reason that applies Dafka to Yom Kippur. It has no Shaychus to Shabbos. So again, the Ramah says that you can't do Atmana on Erev Yom Kippur for after Yom Kippur, if the reason is because also you cooked from Yom Kippur to afterwards, so that reason applies on Shabbos as well. So you couldn't do Atmana from Erev Shabbos to Motzei Shabbos. But if you say that the reason why you can't do Atmana on Erev Yom Kippur for after Yom Kippur is Tam, you look like a glutton, that you have to have your food right after Yom Kippur, that reason is only Nogeya to Yom Kippur, will be not Nogeya to Shabbos, and therefore for sure it will be mutter to do atmana from Erev Shabbos for Motzei Shabbos. If you're not planning on eating it on Shabbos, we're not worried that you're going to come to do anything wrong. And according to that tzad, it would be mutter. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter Sifkatan Hey. So we said that you can't do atmana bedavar hamosav hevel even mi bodyom, even on Friday if you plan on eating it on Shabbos. Says the Mishaburus of Katan Hey Amos of Hevel. The reason is Gzera Shemiyatman Be'efer Sheyesh Bo Gucholim V'Yachate B'Shabbos. The concern is that you might come to do the Hatmana in ashes that have some coals in it, and you might come to stoke the coals on Shabbos. Now that would seem like a Gzera L'Gzera. Number one, you can't do Hatmana in something that's Amos of Hevel, because you might do Hatmana in ashes, and you might come to stoke the coals. So if you look at note number 7, he writes, V'afal pishi gzeiro l'gzeiro, even though it seemingly is a double gzeiro, which you don't normally make. Number one, shema yatnan be'efer. Number one, you might do atmana in efer, v'shema yachata. And then you might come to do bimachata. V'ein gozum gzeiro l'gzeiro, and we don't normally make a gzeiro l'gzeiro. So kosava Rambam, the Rambam writes in Pirshim Mishnayos, shekevan sheshtei gzeiros nikbu'u b'sha'a achas. Since both gzeiros were established at the same time, hein nechshavos k'gzeira achas. It's considered one big gzeira. Shero chachomim shalotoil ha'gzeira harishona below gzeira nosefa shetachazikosa. Chazal saw that if they made only one gzeira, it wouldn't be lasting, and therefore they made the two gzeiras together. V'lochein gozru eshtei gzeiros yachad, and it's considered one gzeira. Tosas Yontif writes, Od liyashev al pidivei Tosas. He wants to answer based on the Tosas and Shabbos memzayim. Sheyesh mekomo sharo chazal terach ligzor gzeira ligzeira. Stam chazal saw that sometimes it is appropriate to make a gzeira ligzeira. We can't decide that, but chazal saw that sometimes you make a gzeira ligzeira, and therefore this is one of those times. Says the Mishaburah Sefkatan Vav. We said that something that is most of Hevel, you can't do atmana even from before Shabbos. Afilim bodyom. Kosava primigodim. The primigodim writes, Dafilu im hitmin kodem chatzos baboker. Even though the hatmana you did in the Davra Mos of Hevel was done on Friday morning before chatzos, mikomakom ovid isura kishemasha beatmana zu al Shabbos, you still did an iser by leaving it as an insulation for Shabbos, ve'enu masale kodem chashecha, and by not removing it before Shabbos. The Shaar Tzion writes in Os Hey, Vigora mishihia da alma shal kira. This is not like a regular shihi on the kira, which is mutter. Da afilu benizbashal kot sarko umitsamek viralu usr. When it comes to hatmana, even if it is fully cooked in the mitsamek viralu, it's still going to be usr. We'll see later in Siv Zayin. Mashaykin, if you're just doing shihia so early in the day, and by the time Shabbos comes in, it's going to be mitsamek viralu, we learned earlier that would be mutter by a kira. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter Sifkatan Zayin. The last point we saw in the Mechaber was, if you did atmana b'davra amos of Hevel, we said the dish is usser, even b'dyevid. But dafka, if it was cold and it got heated up, or it was misamek v'yafalo, says the Mishnah Berurah Zayin, pirish le'inyan d'yevid. This, even if it's nitzdamek v'yafalo, that's going in the isser b'dyevid. Avalochat chilo usser afilu b'mitzdamek v'ralo. But even if it's going to be cooking more and getting worse, it's still going to be asur lechatchila. Kama shkasa b'sevzayim, like we'll see in zevzayim, b'dyevid it wouldn't be asur lechatchila. That's when it would be asur. Only thing asur b'dyevid is if it went from cold to hot, or it was mitzdamek v'yafilo. Mitzdamek v'ralo is also asur, but it will not be asur b'dyevid. It's asur to do it, but if you did it b'dyevid, it would be okay. The mechaber ended off and said, "Aval ba'omi b'chamimuso kishar rishonu mutter." But if the food just stayed at the same temperature, that is going to be mutter. Atam, the reason is sevkaton ches the holo ahani ma'isav klal, because your actions did not help at all. You didn't accomplish anything. It just stayed at the same level of heat. Because of the Magen Avraham, the huadin hamatmin b'shabbes v'dover she'enu mosav hevel. The Magen Avraham says the same thing would be if you do atmana on Shabbos and something that does not add heat, which we said is Aser, it will be Shari B'dyevet, Afal Gav the Aser Isura, even though it didn't Iser, it will remain Mutter B'dyevet, Ha'eno Elo Omid B'chamimuso, because that case also, it only remained in its same state of Chamimus, it didn't add to any Chamimus, and therefore that B'dyevet will be okay. The only time it will be Aser B'dyevet is if it went from Kol Tahat, or it was Mitzamek V'yafalo. If it was Mitzamek V'ralo, done before Shabbos, and Davra Mosef Hevel, or it was done with something that's Eino Mosef Hevel on Shabbos, it just stayed at the same level of Chamimus, Avada, those cases are Aser, but B'dyevet, the food, would be permissible. We'll stop here and pick up with the Ramah in Mirtz Hashem in the next year.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.